Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manipro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. Manipro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program and author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Tuesday, January 3rd, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. If you're listening live right now, you're already in the chat room, but you're registered as a guest. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our hobby and passion of backyard poultry, show poultry, and sustainable living. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manipro.
Manipro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that Manipro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. Manipro, nurturing life.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try Manipro's oyster shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try Manipro's oyster shell for your pullets and layers.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey, technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Happy New Year to you. This is our first show in 2012. And if you remember the last show we had back in 2011, if you can remember that far back, we gave away a chicken coop to one lucky listener. How cool is that? From up there in Indiana, a listener won that awesome chicken coop from mypetchicken.com. That was fabulous. We ended the year on a chicken coop to one lucky listener. And we're starting 2012 on a great note as well. We are broadcasting live today on location at the Davidson Farmers Co-op here in Nashville, Tennessee. As many of you know who follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, we were invited up here by UCAN, the Urban Chicken Advocates of Nashville, and the Nashville Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. They've invited us up here. They've got a very important meeting tonight at the Nashville City Council, where they're going to, I guess it's the second reading of a particular ordinance they're trying to get passed here in the great town of Nashville to allow backyard chickens in small numbers. We're talking 4 to 6 chickens in the backyards of residents here in Nashville. You know that this is our fourth year of broadcasting, and we have been traveling around the country and helping folks out with that. We've got two great groups here that are working very hard. They're very organized. And we got up yesterday. Arrived in town probably mid-afternoon, and one of the great members of UCAN have a wonderful and beautiful guest house we're staying at. And last night we had a get-together and a dinner where we got together and we talked all about the ordinance, the proposed ordinance, what's going on with the ordinance, and some of our how we're going to basically strategize for the meeting tonight. It starts at 6 p.m. We'll be arriving at 5. They're going to have a table set up there, and they're going to be passing out information and literature, laptops there with pictures of their backyard coops and the backyard chickens. And then I believe we will all sign up to speak. I believe we all have about 3 minutes to speak. And we were just coordinating last night who's basically going to speak about what, so we don't repeat ourselves. We'll be talking, of course, and addressing. And this show today is going to be a little bit about changing the laws, the myths, rumors, and stereotypes about keeping backyard poultry, and what you can do to help advocate that in, of course, your town. And we'll cover the big myths, and of course we'll cover the big reasons to have backyard poultry during the radio show today. So if you're a first-time listener, we want to welcome you to the show. To tell you a little bit about the show, we do broadcast live Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I would say the show is probably about 60% chickens and 40% sustainability. So we have a special guest scheduled throughout the month. And they are experts in their field, everywhere from PhDs, poultry scientists, to magazine publishers and authors. They come on the show and share their expertise about not only backyard poultry and show poultry, but sustainable living as well, solar power, wind power, geothermal heating, the whole nine yards. We've got a great show lined up for 2012. We're really looking forward to the show. So we thank you, first-time listeners. If you're a guest in the chat room, of course, we have live chat going on right now. We've got live video going on right now as well. to explain that if you're in the chat room and you want to participate and register and get your own screen name. At the bottom of the chat room that's opened up on your screen, just click register. It just takes a moment. That'll get you your own unique screen name. Then you can come on in and sit a spell. We also hope to interview a few folks today in the Nashville area here on the radio show that are coming out for the show. They are slowly but surely starting to filter in here at Davidson Farmers Co-op. And we're going to interview them of why they want to have backyard poultry. And we know for a fact, just like every city we visit, there are folks that currently have backyard poultry here. And but they don't like doing things illegal like anybody else. So they want to have the laws changed so they can, and more people can actually keep backyard poultry legally in the town. And we will start here after the next commercial break. We'll talk about all the benefits. Backyard poultry. And then, of course, we'll talk about the myths and the rumors. We'll talk about debunking those and about how, some scare tactics. In fact, there was a great article that we've actually given every council member here in Nashville. There's a great article that was that came out probably about a year ago from Longmont, Colorado. And it was a very interesting article. They had passed a trial or a provisional period to allow backyard chickens in Longmont, Colorado. And they did that for 2 years. Well, after the just about before the 2 years was up, the city actually came out. The city of Longmont came out and said, you know what? This has been a non-issue. We haven't had any of the problems that all these people came and told us we were going to have. Chickens running loose, smell, the crowing, because no roosters are allowed anyway. And so the city of Longmont, and we've given all the commissioners a copy of that newspaper article where even the city came out and said, hey, this has been a non-issue. We've had like nil complaints, none of the problems that people were balking about, if you will, no pun intended, that just didn't happen. It's been a non-issue. It hasn't been any extra work for our code enforcement. It hasn't cost the city any extra money. And here we've been 2 years. And so they, of course, based on that information, using this own city's own information about complaints, went ahead and voted again to make the backyard poultry ordinance a permanent one there in Longmont, Colorado. So how cool is that? And so we've shared that. But the two groups here, UCAN and the Backyard Poultry Meetup Group, here in Nashville, have done a fabulous job. They're so organized. They've been putting ads in the local newspaper, ads in the local magazines about, hey, call your city council member who represents your district. Tell them to support this, to vote yes. And it's been really fabulous. They've done a really great job in organizing that. So we've just fabulous, fabulous organization. They've got a cookbook that they printed up that they're actually giving to every single, my understanding, every single a city council member. It's an egg cookbook. I think it's small. It has about 12 recipes in it. It has pictures of coops, pictures of the kids playing with their chickens, taking responsibility, feeding them, taking care of them, watering. So that is fabulous as well. They've got handouts and flyers that they've been giving out to people all over the city. They've got their own websites, their own Facebook pages. Very, very, very organized group. They've come a long way. I believe a couple of years ago, when they were just getting started, the council voted it down. 2 years later, they're more organized, there are more people. They've got the awareness. They're doing the education and educating people, and that's what it's all about. Educating the folks to let them know what we're really kind of talking about so they don't get caught into the myths, rumors, and stereotypes of the backyard chicken. So we're going to be talking about that today as well. So today we're broadcasting live again, if you're just tuning in, from Davidson Farmers Co-op here in Nashville. And there's been a good bit of publicity about the chickens here and in the local news, which is great. Later this afternoon, when the show wraps up, we'll be talking to folks, shaking some hands, and answering their questions about backyard poultry. And then we're going to be hey, welcome. Then we're going to be working on my speech for the council meeting tonight. And then probably about 5 o'clock, we're going to be showing up there at the Nashville City Council meeting. 5 o'clock, meeting some folks, again, answering any questions they may have, last minute questions. And then the fun begins. 6 p.m. The council start. I believe last night we checked, we're second on the docket tonight. And that's when everybody will be able to voice their opinion. They'll, I believe, read the proposed ordinance, and then they'll open up for discussion, and then we get to head up to the mic, and I believe we have 3 minutes. So there'll be different topics that we'll be talking about. We'll be addressing all the myths, rumors, and stereotypes that people are concerned with, and we understand that. and then we'll try to educate them and give all the benefits of keeping the backyard poultry. So we'll get started with that here on the radio show here in after our first break. So again, the chat room's filling up. Thank you very much for tuning in. Happy 2012 here from Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Yes, I've got my lovely wife Jen here and son Caleb. They travel wherever we go. So, oh, by the way, we've got another chicken coop contest coming up in February from mypetchicken.com as well. So in February, we're giving away another chicken coop to one lucky listener. How cool is that? This will be our only show actually broadcast this week. We will start our regular programming starting on Monday the 9th, and we'll be welcoming Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. He'll be joining us. That's his regular day, Monday, January 9th. We'll start back with regular programming in the groove Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So what we're going to do is I'm going to try to wave Jen back over here for a second, let her run some commercials. We've got some local news media here that want to do some interviews, so I'm going to try to squeak. The commercial breaks may run a little longer today than they normally do because I'm going to stand up and go over here to the side and do some interviews with the media so they can get that maybe in the 12 o'clock news today and the 5 o'clock news. So we're going to go to commercial break. Let me get over here to the switchboard. Jen's going to be running the commercials. And again, if they're a little bit longer than normal, we apologize for that. Got to do some media interviews here at the Davidson Farmers Cooperative. So we'll be back with you. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the positive things all about backyard poultry, the top 5 reasons people keep backyard poultry. And then we'll talk about some of the misrumors and stereotypes that come along with that, that people think allowing backyard poultry in the area may end up bringing, which again, most of us who have that know that most of the time it is a non-issue. So we'll be back right after this short commercial, well, maybe a little bit longer commercial break, but we'll be back nonetheless. So stay tuned.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's egg carton. First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
From our estimation.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Education for the kids. Composting abilities. Everybody can compost.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
For a chicken to produce a million eggs, not quite if you do the math every day.
Manapro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for Manapro products at a retailer near you. Manapro, nurturing life.
Offer the chicks here in the spring when they have chick days. They'll probably.
Since 1985, Meyer Hatchery in Polk, Ohio has been a family-owned and operated business. Meyer Hatchery is a year-round hatchery that offers over 160 breeds of poultry, including chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, guineas, peafowl, and game birds, plus a full line of feed and supplies. Just need a few baby chicks? No problem. Meyer Hatchery will ship as few as 3 baby chicks. Check them out online at MeyerHatchery.com. That's MeyerHatchery.com.
Just depends on how far you want to take the hobby.
Cool. All right, thank you.
designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers. Manipro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manipro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
A lot of people are getting into the...
Everyone has heard of Manipro, but not everyone knows that Manipro is a company that makes the care and nutrition of your animals the absolute highest priority. The animals in our lives are a lot of things. Pets, friends, providers, gardeners, and entertainment. So we want to take care of them with the same dedication with which they take care of us. That's why Manipro is 100% committed to one thing above all else, nurturing life. Visit Manipro.com for more information.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFRadio.com. That's GQFRadio.com.
To be honest, as far as my, there is a huge taste difference.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, Manipro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manipro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
So we'll get started.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com. VermexUSA.com. To see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
To take their trash.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
By the city of Manitoba.
When you need an incubator, think Brency, the incubation specialist. Brency has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brency.com. Brency spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brency.com, or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brency. Technology you can trust.
Paula Dean. Reese Witherspoon.
Looking for something? Find it online at BidBird Auctions. BidBird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made BidBird Auctions their new home. And get sold on BidBird.
So chicken. I know. I'm telling you. So that's not me.
First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supplies Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
I guess you could.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
85 we're going to donate to people that need a good hot meal.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run. But do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
We can,
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
All righty, let me get back over to the chat room. All righty, folks, thank you very much for staying with us here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Like I said, a lot of stuff going on here in Nashville, and I appreciate you bearing with us. Like I said, a little bit longer commercial breaks today on the radio show because we've got a lot of the major Nashville media are here wanting interviews, getting ready for the 12 o'clock news, the 5 o'clock news, getting ready for tonight's city council meeting, all about keeping backyard poultry and trying to get the ordinance changed. And hang on 1 second. Give me one more second. All righty, again, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I was getting mic'd up there by the news media. So yeah, like I said, I promised when we came back from the commercial break, we would talk about some of the main reasons why people want to keep backyard poultry and, of course, urban areas. And if you really think about it, folks, I don't think anybody on the planet is more than two generations away from having chickens yard to begin with. It's just something that's changed over the years as first the mom and pop grocery stores came into play on the corner and started carrying the chicken and the eggs. And then of course the big chains across the country of grocery stores. And so a lot of people these days are wanting to get back to the basics. They want to know where their food comes from. They want their eggs to travel 30 feet, not 3,000 miles. And they have control over that and their food source when they have the chickens in their backyard. So we'll just kind of cover, you may have heard the interview before while the commercials are running in the background. So, but really the five top reasons why people want to keep backyard poultry. Number one, we found that when we start people out and we're educating them on keeping backyard poultry, if their kids are with them at the time when we ask them, why are you keeping backyard poultry, they'll say education. I want my kids to know where their food comes from. They think broccoli comes from a truck. They think the eggs come in a styrofoam carton. They're not getting that education in school. I got it when I was growing up, and I want my kids to have that as well. So if their kids are with them, we find that the number one reason would be education. Okay, if their kids happen not to be with them and we ask them about why do you want to keep backyard chickens, why are you starting backyard chickens, it would go back to I want to know where my food comes from. By knowing what goes into my chickens, guess what? I know what's coming out of my chickens. So I do want the fresh eggs. I want to know where my food's coming from. I want it to be completely chemical-free, organic, if you will, and I want to know it's right in my backyard when I need it. I know where my food comes from. Next would be compost. People don't often think about this, but there's two aspects here of chickens and when you talk about composting. Okay, number one, chickens make great composters. They will eat just about everything off of your plate that you don't finish. Everything in the fridge that, you know, I'm kind of tired of that now, or I've got, I just bought another head of lettuce, so this lettuce, it's we'll just go ahead and give that to the chickens. So composting as far as the chickens eating any leftovers off of your plate, and guess what? That is biomass that does not go into the landfill. Okay, so if the city is paying per ton to put stuff into the landfill, if you have a lot of people who have back that are in that notion of composting and you're giving the chickens some of your leftovers after every meal, then that's a lot of biomass that's not going into the garbage that then is not going into the landfill, which can save the city some money if they're paying per ton when they take that there. Also regarding composting, chicken waste. What are you going to do with dog and cat waste? You can't do anything with it. It's absolutely worthless. But guess what? The chicken waste that comes from those four or six chickens, which is going to be okay, we know my co-host Pat Foreman, she often advocates that six chickens produce about the same waste as one medium-sized dog. And then you can't do anything with the dog waste to begin with. With the chicken waste, you can compost that. You've got a compost bin. It's going to be you can put that waste in your compost bin, and it's going to make great compost for your garden, for your plants, for your yard. So we talk about composting. Fertilizer, same thing. That wonderful waste the chicken is producing. And think about the waste. You know what's going into your chickens. So not only do you know what's going out of your chickens, like a wonderful fresh egg, you know that the fertilizer you're getting from your chicken could be about as close to organic as you can get as well. So that's also great for the garden and the compost bin. Okay, so we've got the composting, we've got the fertilizer, we have the education, we have the food source, and then, of course, like I was telling the media here, the pet situation. After we get people started with backyard poultry and they think about, the fresh eggs, the education, and the composting and the fertilizer, one of their first comments when they come back and talk to me is about the pets. They come up and say, you know, Andy, you told me that they would make great pets, and I just couldn't didn't have that concept when I first got them, but they're part family now. Their name, they have their own personalities. We go out and my kids have the responsibility of feeding the chickens and watering the chickens, and they love it. In fact, I will tell you this: in our experience of doing this, traveling around the country, talking with people that want backyard poultry, and more importantly, those who already have backyard poultry. Okay, we've heard from the mom and dads, and what they say is that their children are keeping the responsibility with the chickens longer. They get the cats, they get the dogs. Mom, I want a puppy for Christmas. I want a puppy. I promise I'll take care of it. And I'll take care of it for about 3 days. And then that's it. Now it's on mom and dad. Well, we've talked to the parents, and we've heard that the kids stay responsible longer with backyard chickens. Because why? They get that daily reward of the fresh egg every single day. Now, it doesn't stop there. They get to go out, they have to water the chickens, they feed the chickens, but then they get that reward every day of the fresh eggs, but it doesn't end there. They get to come right back into the house, and they get to do family time. They get to use their reward, those eggs, for making mom and dad. All right, sorry about that. We just lost we lost connection. So, but we are back. Let me go ahead and restart and reopen the chat room here for everybody. And so you're still in the chat room. You didn't get booted out of the chat room. I just need to reopen it on my end. So let me go ahead and get that loaded. Want to say thank you very much to everybody. Yep, I'm back. Let me go ahead and get a sound check in the chat room. All the live listeners out there who are participating in the chat room, let me go ahead and get a sound check. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. There's about a 35-second delay on our live broadcast, as always. So get a sound check here in just a moment. We'll get a sound check. Testing 1, 2, 3. And, of course, Teacher Jen, also in the chat room here, is
doing a sound check as well, but maybe faster for somebody out there. So, okay, Bard Rock saying we're sound great, back live, broadcasting live. So we've kind of covered all the aspects of the benefits. Again, the fresh eggs, the education, the composting, the fertilizer, and the pet issue. Let's go ahead and let's cover some of the myths, misunderstandings, and misconceptions about keeping backyard poultry that when we go into town, when towns are trying to push for this ordinance to allow backyard poultry, you're going to hear people stand up and they're going to come up and say, well, chicken smell. And that's why I don't want them here, because chickens smell. Okay, so let's go ahead and kind of dissect that for everybody out there. Okay, chickens themselves, in most all cases, don't smell. Their waste may smell, okay, if not properly taken care of, okay? If you think about it, a lot of things can smell. Goldfish, dogs, cats, gerbils, rabbits, parakeets, and even people can smell if not properly taken care of, okay? So it's not just chickens, and chickens themselves in general don't smell. It's the byproduct of chickens that can smell if not properly taken care of. That's the key. If not properly taken care of, just like a dog, you put it out in a 10 by 10 kennel. Maybe you have four or five dogs in a 10 by 10 kennel. You don't take care of it. Guess what's going to happen? So it's not like any other animal. But we teach people, and there are many, many ways you can reduce the smell of a chicken pen to where it's non-existent. We have had so many people, news media, garden centers, master gardeners, 4-H members, 4-H, the community garden clubs, come out to our facility, our house, before we moved, one-third of an acre, and they're standing in our backyard thinking, they're quiet, I don't hear anything. That's because we don't have any roosters. Chickens themselves are pretty much routinely quiet. They'll lay an egg in the morning, they'll cackle about it for about 15 seconds, and that's it. So, you know, for the most part, hens are very quiet. They'll stand in our backyard. It's very quiet. I don't even hear anything. Like your neighbor's barking dog, I hear, but I don't hear anything from your chickens. So we teach them about many different ways that they can reduce the smell to make it, you know, they're standing in my backyard. Yeah, I don't smell anything. Chickens are supposed to smell, but I don't smell anything. What do you do? Well, we're just responsible chicken owners. We keep them, we keep it clean. We till the run. We get good drainage. We put a little sweet PDZ down. We put a little lime down. We put some wood chips down. And we don't have 600 chickens. We don't have 6,000 chickens. We don't have 60,000 chickens. When you tell your neighbor, hey, we're thinking about getting a few chickens, they may immediately think about, oh, my gosh, chickens. Well, chickens smell. Why? How do you know they smell? Have you ever had any? No, but when I drive by the chicken houses, it smells. There's a big difference, folks, between 60,000 chickens and six chickens, okay? Right off the bat, you have to make that understanding. Okay, another thing that people often talk about is property values. Okay, there will be, I'm sure tonight, some realtors that will be talking about property values, probably on both sides. But I've been doing this show, this is our fourth year of broadcasting. Many years before that, we helped cities, before the radio show, try to get the ordinances passed, educating people. I have literally begged on the air for 4 years, show me the proof. A realtor can come up and say a lot of things about opinion. I understand that. But the bottom line is, show me the proof. Show me where somebody got less for their house because a neighbor had chickens or the town they were selling their house in allowed chickens. It does not exist. I have never seen it. There's a first time for everything. I can guarantee you that. Okay? If you can show me proof where someone got less for their house because a neighbor had chickens or the town they were selling their house in allowed chickens, show me the proof. If you can show me the proof, we'll address it, okay? We'll address it accurately. But until you can show me the proof, it's just a moot point. You can't have, do you know of even one case? So when it comes to property values, just show me the proof of any town in America that after they allowed backyard poultry now has a horrible property value issue, okay? I think chickens are have more to do with family values than property values. Because no one can show me the proof of property values, but we also know, and people who have chickens, they say, "Wow, it is about family values. We have come together as a family. We have responsibility. We've come together with our neighbors." You'll hear people talk about chickens that are going to make feuding neighbors, but we've seen more cases where neighbors have come together. Here's some fresh eggs for your breakfast today. Hey, you want to have the kids come over and have fun with the chickens, take care of them and see them and learn about them? Sure, absolutely. So we've seen more neighbors come together than we have torn apart because of four or five or six backyard hens in an urban area. So we talk about property values. Another thing that people are always concerned with, it always comes up, that chickens are going to attract rodents and mice and rodents. Okay, you're going to hear that quite a bit when you talk about and you're pushing for backyard poultry. And one of the regular guests we have on this radio show, PhD poultry scientist Dr. Bridget McRae, she comes on the show twice a month. She wrote a letter one time for the Dunwoody City Council meeting that we did, and she says, absolutely, fundamentally false information. Chickens themselves do not attract mice and rodents. However, what are the mice and rodents attracted to? A food source and a water source, okay? So chickens themselves, chickens attract mice and rodents, false statement, okay? No, the chickens and rodents may be attracted to a food or water source. So with chickens, yes, they need water. Yes, they need feed, okay? Again, you keep your food in a rodent-proof container, a metal garbage can with a lid, and so the rodents can't get to it, and you just be careful with spills. You have an approved feeder. You have an approved waterer. But let me put this in perspective for everybody, okay? Well, I just told you that rodents are attracted to a food and water source, and everybody kind of gets up in arms when you talk about having six backyard hens, okay, because of the maybe food and water source. How many people keep a dog bowl on the back patio? How many people keep a cat bowl or a cat dish on the back patio? There you go. Let's put this in perspective, okay? Think about this. How many people have wild bird feeders in their front or backyard? It's a moot point, okay? So if you're concerned about a small chicken feeder for six chickens, why are you not concerned about a wild bird feeder in someone's front or backyard? As the birds eat the seed falls, that is going to attract mice and rodents. So you're not concerned about the wild bird feeders that are attracting mice and rodents, but all of a sudden now you're concerned about six chickens in someone's backyard. So okay, let's talk about the water source. Have you thought about this? How many people actually have a potted plant on their front patio? How many people have a potted plant on their back patio? Guess what? That is a water source for mice and rodents. So if you're going to talk about banning backyard poultry because of the possible attractant of mice and rats, then maybe you need to talk about banning wild bird feeders because those also attract mice and rats. Maybe we need to go ahead and completely ban potted plants in the city because that can be a water source for mice and rats. Okay, you just want to try to put things in perspective, and it's just something that, if you're not going around the country fighting for backyard poultry every day, it's just something you might not think about. So we want to try to just, bring the obvious to play and educate people on this. As you've got wild bird feeders, you've got potted plants, those are already possible attractants. So a small little chicken feeder and a small waterer, what are you going to do? Let's talk about predators real quick, and as soon as we finish this, we'll go to break, and I'll line up another interview here with the local media, and Jen will run some commercials for you. They're waiting patiently here. So let's go to the next one, predators. Oh, you bring chickens in. Next thing you know, there's going to be wild coyotes. There's going to be bears. There's going to be, fox and all these other different types of predators coming in. Again, our resident guru of chickens, Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, poultry scientist, professor of poultry. Again, kind of false information. If you have predators, you already have predators there. The predators are already there because there is already a food source there. It's not an issue where, hey, I have six chickens in my backyard, and now next thing you know, I'm going to have all these crazy predators coming into my community, into my subdivision, into my backyard because I've got six chickens there. That's not the issue. If you go ahead and get, thank you very much for coming out. We'll see you tonight. If you have backyard poultry, and you happen to have and see predators, they were already there to begin with. It has nothing to do with now you've got chickens, you've got predators. Many of these predators are territorial. They're already there. Why are they already there? Because there's already a food source there before you get the chickens. So it's not an issue of, no, now I have chickens, now I'm going to attract all these things. And we educate people. The UCAN group here in Nashville, the backyard poultry group here in Nashville, they're educating folks. They're doing a train-the-trainer type issue. They're having classes. and telling people what they need to do to have a coop that is predator-proof, with again, burying the fence maybe 12, 18 inches deep, making sure you have poultry netting up, making sure you can secure your coop, your chickens in the coop at night to prevent those predators that, my friends, are already there. Okay, so you just want to make sure you protect your flock from the predators that, again, are already there in your neighborhood. So we've talked about that. So let's see. We've gone down the smell. We've talked about the mice and the rodents. We've talked about the predators. We've talked about property values. What are any others, Jen? Pets. Education. Those are the positive ones. Okay. So we're just going to be talking about tonight, and it really boils down to just educating folks. Again, I've seen it firsthand. A neighbor tells another neighbor, I'm thinking about getting chickens. Their eyes get big and think, chickens? And then they start thinking about, well, chickens smell. Well, have you ever owned chickens? No. Well, how do you smell? How do you know they smell? Well, when I drive through the country and go past a chicken house, 60,000 chickens versus six. Okay, so you got it. There's a huge fundamental difference there, folks. You got to compare apples to apples. And I completely agree and respect that the show, we do a lot of interviews with the commercial farms. We do a lot of interviews with big-time farmers, and we talk to them about this. We talked about them farms. And we'll have just about every meeting, we've had someone come up and say, you know what, I grew up on a farm. I don't like chickens. I'm not voting for chickens because I grew up on a farm and I had to sit out there with a shotgun and defend them from predators. They stunk. And I even had one gentleman say, I'm voting no for chickens because when I was 12 years old, my dad made me stay home and clean out the chicken coop instead of play baseball with my friends on Saturday. So he was against chickens because his dad made him clean out the coop when he was 12 years old. He didn't care about just having six chickens. He didn't care about all the great responsible things you can do for chickens in an urban area. He just didn't like chickens and didn't want anybody to have chickens because his dad made him clean the coop when he was 12 instead of play ball with his friends. And then for the person who said, well, I grew up on a farm and I had to defend my chickens with a shotgun, you know, I just asked them questions like, well, how many chickens did you have? Oh, well, we probably had about 200. They were running all over the place. There's one problem. You had 200 chickens. We're talking about six. And you had yours running all over the place. These are going to be in coops. They're going to be in runs. And then in the backyard, contained, not running all over the place like you had on your farm. So, again, it's a moot point. We're comparing apples to oranges. And then you said you had to stand there with a shotgun to defend from predators. Well, did you have – you didn't have them fenced in. You didn't have a secure coop. You didn't have poultry netting. You didn't bury your fence. Well, no, they were just out there running around the coop. Well, that's why you had all the problems you had because you didn't take – what we're teaching folks now in Nashville how to keep backyard poultry the right way the first time so it becomes a non-issue. So that's kind of what we do when we go around. We just kind of give them all the positives about keeping backyard poultry, and then we kind of debunk some of the negatives that they're going to hear about keeping backyard poultry. So with that, we can also take your calls, believe it or not, even on a live broadcast. If you want to give us a call, maybe some of the listeners or some of our regular listeners want to call in and share, because you never know who may be listening out there. We may have some of the Nashville City Council listening to the show today, trying to get more educated so they can make an educated decision whether to vote yes or no on this upcoming ordinance here in Nashville. And that's what we want them to do. We want them to get the education they need. We want them to learn as much as they can so they can make an educated vote yes or no. So if you're a longtime listener of the show, you keep chickens and you want to share some of the great things, some of the great great experiences you've had, pardon me, with your backyard poultry, you can do that. 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. Give us a call now. We'll try to get to you. We'll try to get you after the break, and I will try to get some maybe some orange juice in here to get this tickle done in my throat. And then Jen's going to be running some commercials, and I'm going to be going over here and doing a media interview with some local Nashville media for the news and, of course, for the meeting tonight. So, again, probably a little bit longer commercial break than expected, because we've got to do some interviews here. Got to get the word out, got to get the right information out to the folks in Nashville, not just the city council members, but also the residents of Nashville. We want to educate them, too, so they can write letters and say, you know what, I've done a lot of research, I've done a lot of study, And I am ready to, and I think you should vote yes, because I think it's going to be a non-issue. Thank you so much for some, that brought me some bottled water. That'll be great for the tickle in the throat. So Jen's going to run some commercials again, maybe just a little bit longer break than usual while we do an interview here. But we will be back, and maybe we can take some of your calls. You can call in and share why you love to keep your backyard poultry. What are some things that surprised you about keeping backyard poultry, and how it affects you and your neighbors, how it affects you and your family as well. 347-637-3237. We may interview some folks here that are members of the UCAN group as well. That's Urban Chicken Advocates of Nashville and the Nashville Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. So we're going to go. I'm going to run the first commercial here, and then we'll let Jen kind of take over. You might hear me yapping a little bit in the background. No problem there. Just I'll be back as soon as I can. Right after this short break. Stay with us, folks. Broadcasting live from Davidson Farmers Co-op here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com, vermxusa.com, to see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
Since 1921, Stromberg's has been a family-owned and operated business, providing quality poultry and poultry supplies to their customers. Today, the Stromberg family offers over 200 different breeds of poultry, including chickens, waterfowl, and game birds. They also offer poultry supplies for the beginner or advanced poultry keeper. Stromberg's should be on the top of your list when it comes time to order. Shop online at www.strombergschickens.com or call today at 1-800-720-1134. Remember, that's strombergschickens.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information. plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
All right, folks, sorry about that. We often have, every now and then when we do shows on the road, live broadcast, as a lot of people know, we get issues that just, you know, the techno gods occasionally throw us a little loop. So let me go ahead and do a sound check if I can. Test, test. Okay, I'm sounding good on my mixer. Test 1, 2, 3. Let me get a sound check from the folks in the chat room. Again, we're broadcasting live today from Davidson Farmers Co-op here in Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm right smack dab in the middle of a TV interview. So we're going to continue running a couple of commercial breaks, but we will come back. So just try to refresh if you're in the chat room or if you're listening live. And that may help on your end. We're back live now as well. So we're going to continue running a few commercials. If there is some dead air, don't worry. I will be back right after this interview with a local TV station. So stay with it. And we'll continue talking about backyard poultry here in Nashville, Tennessee. Stand by. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Since 1921, Stromberg's has been a family-owned and operated business, providing quality poultry and poultry supplies to their customers. Today, the Stromberg family offers over 200 different breeds of poultry, including chickens, waterfowl, and game birds. They also offer poultry supplies for the beginner or advanced poultry keeper. Stromberg should be on the top of your list when it comes time to order. Shop online at www.strombergschickens.com or call today at 1-800-720-1134. Remember, that's strombergschickens.com.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, Manapro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manapro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
Since 1985, Meyer Hatchery in Polk, Ohio has been a family-owned and operated business. Meyer Hatchery is a year-round hatchery that offers over 160 breeds of poultry, including chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, guineas, peafowl, and game birds, plus a full line of feed and supplies. Just need a few baby chicks? No problem. Meyer Hatchery will ship as few as 3 baby chicks. Check them out online at MeyerHatchery.com. That's MeyerHatchery.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Everyone has heard of Manapro, but not everyone knows that Manapro is a company that makes the care and nutrition of your animals the absolute highest priority. The animals in our lives are a lot of things: pets, friends, providers, gardeners, and entertainment. So we want to take care of them with the same dedication with which they take care of us. That's why Manapro is 100% committed to one thing above all else: nurturing life. Visit manapro.com for more information.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. If you're just tuning in, let me first apologize for the longer than usual commercial breaks. We are broadcasting live here at the Davidson Farmers Co-op here in Nashville, Tennessee. We are up here. Want to do a sound check here, if you will, for those who are in the live chicken chat room joining us. Let me go ahead and ask one more time. Now that we're back on air, we're going to do a couple of interviews here. with some members of UCAN, the Urban Chicken Advocates of Nashville. We're going to talk to them about tonight's meeting and all the things that they've done and the hard work that they've done to try to educate the community here, including the community and the city council members. So we're going to be talking with them. So let me go ahead and get some feedback here in the chat room. Testing, do a sound check. Testing, one, two, three, testing. And if you can answer me in the chat room. This is a little bit slow. A little bit muted. I had to call in basically a different way, sounding muffled. Okay, hang on. Let me try a couple of more things here. Okay, testing one, two, three. Let's try that. Made a small adjustment. Testing one, two, three. And I can try to call in one more time on the switchboard and see if I can get that switch. I've got two people that are saying muffled or muted. Let's try it one more time. Testing one, two. A little bit more feedback in the chat room. Let me see what our time frame is here. 38 minutes left. I think I actually scheduled today's show as a two-hour show. So one more, a little bit more feedback in the chat room. Okay. I'm going to go ahead fading in and out. Someone else said I sound good, and it sounds good now. Okay. Okay, we're good. Okay, very good. And you may want to check your adjustments on your speakers or your server to check on that, so not a problem. But we're broadcasting live here in Nashville, and we've got a meeting tonight at the Nashville City Council meeting, and we've got lots of people that are going to be talking. It's going to be the second reading, actually, of the Nashville City Council of the new backyard poultry chicken ordinance. They're trying to get backyard chickens legal here in Nashville. We've got two groups that have been doing a wonderful job, and the first one we're going to be talking with is UCAN. They're on Facebook. You can Facebook them and search that if you are on Facebook. And UCAN, Urban Chicken Advocates of Nashville. And so let me go ahead and you might hear a little bit of – I get this mic out here. And we don't have video any longer, and I didn't hook up the HD video, but just a laptop video right now. We'll do HD video for our event, of course, next week. But what we're going to do is, here, we can just have a seat. Watch that big bag of feed there. And let me go ahead and make sure I got enough wire here. Man, we got plenty of time for the rest of the radio show. I extended that today. So go ahead and give us your name and what district you live in the Nashville area.
I'm Julie Simpson, and it's Emily Evans District.
Okay, perfect. And you're a longtime member of UCAN, and I've been supporting that. When did the group start? How long ago? And when you did start, what kind of were your aspirations and goals for the group?
Well, we began a couple years ago when it was defeated the first time. And then we got in full force probably about 12 months ago with meetings and how are we going to pass this bill? How are we going to do it?
Perfect. And what are some of the different types of public relations that y'all have done? What are some of the, I know you've done some magazine and newspaper articles. What list some of the things y'all have done to educate not just the community, because that's important, but also educating the council members too, who actually vote to try to change this ordinance.
Right. Well, like you said, we do have a Facebook page, and that has been a form of education. And we also have held public forums on backyard chickens, bringing together the community, government, and people within the community, and just discussing backyard hens.
Very good. What's some of the feedback you've gotten? And we talked about there in the radio show today when neighbors say, hey, I want to get some backyard chickens. And next thing you know, the neighbor says chickens. And then they have all these different myths and stereotypes about the chickens. What are some of the positive feedback that you've gotten from both the community and the council members here in Nashville?
Well, you hear a lot about, wow, my grandmother had chickens, and that was, it was so great. You know, she had her garden and she had her chickens. We hear that a lot. And that's probably where I'm coming from as well. I remember those days, and I think we've, as a society, have gotten far, far away from that, and we need to get back to our food source and know where our food's coming from.
There was a comment in the chat room, which is great, from Bard Rocky's longtime listener. He says, they began UCAN when the government said you can.
That's awesome. We need to take that on, yeah.
Absolutely. Bard Rock, they may have to a new slogan there.
It says, we began You Can when the government said you can't. We love that. That is fabulous. That's fabulous. Tonight is we've already had, I guess, a first reading of the bill, and I guess enough people voted on that to kind of move it along. Tonight will be the second reading of the bill, and I'm guessing that there'll be a vote tonight based on what council members showed up. Now, this surprised me tremendously. All the city council members, all the city council meetings we've ever been to, we've ever been involved with, whether we were physically there or making phone calls or talking or assisting from Florida to Vermont out to Texas, it's been literally 6 council members, maybe 12 council members. But surprise our listening community, how many council members does Nashville have? 43 city council members. So basically, tell us your understanding of how this works. Are we looking for as long as one more than half actually vote for this, then we're good to go with the ordinance? Is that how that works?
Yes, exactly. A simple majority, and then we got it. And we think, fingers crossed, that we can get past this second reading.
That'll be super. So there'll be a voting tonight. If it passes with the simple majority, then we have, I guess, a couple of weeks. We'll have the third and the final reading. We're coming up in a couple of weeks, the third and final reading, and then one more vote there. And if that, again, the majority at that point vote yes, then, and I understand that this is kind of a two-year trial with this particular ordinance, that after 2 years they will revisit this and take a look at, again, number of complaints, number of issues, the cost, and then in 2 years, and I'm guessing there'll be elections between now and then of other council members, maybe that you know. So you may have people voting then, yes or no, who didn't go through all of this, two years earlier. But in 2 years, they'll revisit that.
Yeah, that's right. So our work is not done. I mean, we get the 2 years, then we've got to keep the education going around the city, keep bringing up chickens and what a good idea they are. So it ain't over yet.
Absolutely. So, but hey, the one thing that I talked to cities about a lot, and it was mentioned last night in the meeting, is that this is great if we can get this passed. I know that maybe several members wouldn't vote yes unless it was limited, a trial to see exactly what it would cost the city, what kind of complaints we had. So there's always that, I guess, in 2 years, that out for the city. But I think one positive thing, and we've seen this always, I think it's been 100% across the country, where cities actually will come back in 2 years and say, this was a non-issue. We didn't have any of the problems that the opposition said was going to happen. We don't have the road, but we don't have the property values. We don't have the noise because roosters are not allowed to begin with. And so as you can, as a group, in 2 years, you'll be able to use also the city's findings in favor of your cause. You can say, look, this is anything that you didn't I'm sorry about that. I was looking at something in the chat room. We're using your own information, and your information says you had in 2 years 6 complaints about chickens, but yet you had 4,685 complaints about dogs, and so it's almost a non-issue. So that's in a way good. You hate to know that, hey, in 2 years they could revoke this. You hate that, I understand. But at the same time, we see, and it's across the board, we feel that it's going to be a non-issue, and then you can use their own information for your calls again in 2 years. Your own information shows that it is not you're not having any of the issues that you thought you were going to have.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Like 2 years from now, we'll have actual numbers to back us up. Property values are going up. Number of complaints, nil. So it's, we will have, it'll be much easier, actually.
And, again, it's sweeping the country. It's not just Nashville. It's really all over. In fact, last night at our meeting, we pulled up where there's a small community in Virginia that was advertising openly, free chicken coop with every single home purchase in our community. So they know it can bring value. They know that it can attract responsible chicken owners and people into the community as well. And like I said earlier with the media and on this radio show regarding property values, famous words, show me the proof. Still to this day, after many years of doing this, I have yet to see any proof that anybody got less for their house when they were selling it because the town they were selling their house in allowed backyard chickens. So this is great. Tonight we've got the meeting. And have any idea of about how many people we expect tonight to wear yellow? Of course, if you're coming out, then we want you to wear yellow so everybody knows we're kind of all sticking together and we're all supporting backyard poultry. Any numbers so far?
Oh, it looks like we've had 26 yeses. I think it's going to be a lot more than 26.
Yeah, that was just on one website. I think the meetup site, we've got 26 confirmed that are going to be there. And of course, the UCAN folks and your group are going to be there. And then we even talked last night. There are going to be people that may not know yet about UCAN or the National Backyard Poultry Meetup Group that are still following this and are in absolute support of this bill. And they're going to show up and say, hey, we want this done. So, and actually, we've got special, I think y'all got special permission. Some people are going to start setting up about 3:30. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, we'll have a table outside of the Metro Council chambers. With T-shirts, so you can grab your yellow. If you don't own yellow, we'll supply you with yellow. and we'll have information about chickens, about keeping chickens, and anything else you could want to know about it. So
that's great. And y'all developed, I think it was your group or part of your group that developed this great cookbook that includes 12 recipes specifically using fresh backyard eggs. I love it because it shows pictures of the coops, pictures of your setup, pictures of kids playing and taking responsibility for the chickens. And so you've got a cookbook out even. And I believe are all the council members going to be getting a copy of the cookbook?
Yes, they are. They're getting some marshmallow peeps. And they're getting a cookbook. And, yeah, the cookbook is beautiful. I'm very happy with that and can't wait to be cooking out of it. So.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And then I think maybe they'll be getting some chapstick, I think, maybe one day. So, yeah, I think they've got some chapstick called chicken poop chapstick. And I think they're actually going to be trying to get that maybe before the third reading set on the desk of all the you've got that. Yeah, we got it from actually one of our sponsors, Meyer Hatchery up in Polk, Ohio. We did a show there and we got some chicken poop lip balm. It says chicken poop right on it. I think their slogan is Grandpa always said if you put chicken poop on your lips, you won't lick them. I think that's their slogan or something. So absolutely. So y'all putting some fun aspect to it, marshmallow peeps, a cookbook. There it is right there. Yep. Chicken poop, lip balm. It's not bad, yeah. All natural, I think. They push the all natural stuff. And let's see, 100% pure free range chicken poop lip junk. It says contains no chicken poop, of course.
Yeah.
And their website, ilovechickenpoop.com. So there you go. I just plugged this company. So. There you go. Thanks for having that. So perfect. Well, of course, we'll be there tonight. We wish you all the luck. Thank you. It's so good to see you. Thanks for coming out for the show. And I think y'all will be there tonight as well. Awesome. And I read your speech, which was absolutely awesome. So that was perfect. And so very good. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Thanks for stopping by for the broadcast. Bye-bye. Alrighty, some folks here with members of UCAN that wanted to come out for the live broadcast and support backyard poultry. And it was good to have a good crowd here when the media was here as well. Well, thank you very much for interviewing with us today, and we'll see you later tonight at the meeting. So alrighty, let me get back here situated, and bye bye. Thanks. There we go. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. All righty. Let me get here in the chat room and say hello to all the great folks. We've got Action Figure, Bard Rock, Big Kenny. We've got Chad Crabtree and maybe a first-time listener in the chat. We got Chaz Squirrel. We've got East Dallas Dave. We've got many, many guests in the chat room. Thank you very much for joining us. Jesse's in there. We've got Kevin out in California. We've got Ken Hastings. Michael's in there. Moto Clown, Sweet Potato, Teacher Jen. TJ and MT, USMC Vet, and Walter is in the chat room, and many, many other hundreds of listeners out there. And, of course, we get thousands of listeners. In fact, we actually, the last couple of weeks, we've been very, very ranked high on iTunes. So we do thank you to the live listeners that listen to the radio show live, and then we listen to the thousands that listen to us on the archive. In fact, I believe it was last week. We were up there ranked on iTunes number 6 and number 13. We had two fabulous shows. All of our shows, I think, are fabulous, but we had two shows the week before Christmas that were ranked very, very high. So we routinely stay, this radio show, in the top 20 on iTunes, and sometimes we often make it into the top 10, sometimes twice in the top 20. But last week we posted a picture of that on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/The Chicken Whisperer. You can join us. Over 13,000 fans strong on our Facebook page. We're approaching 4,000 fans on Twitter, and thousands of listeners to the radio show from all over the world. In fact, I don't see him in the chat room today, but Andreas is a regular listener from Norway. Yeah, he comes in the chat room almost every day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Central if you're in the Tennessee area. And Alabama and whatnot. So very, very cool there. So I want to say thank you very much for all the folks in the live chat room today. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else we need to kind of wrap up. We've talked about the positive aspects of backyard poultry. We talked about some of the negative things that a lot of the folks think that allowing backyard poultry will allow in a city like Nashville. And, of course, we've kind of debunked a lot of that. So we've covered all of that. We're really excited. Again, broadcasting live here at Davidson Farmers Co-op here in Nashville. And then we've got a little bit of downtime this afternoon. I'll be working on my speech for the city council meeting tonight. We'll arrive there at 5 o'clock. And we'll hopefully be able to talk with some of the council members as they come in to the for the meeting. We'll talk to other people and other residents of Nashville, answer any questions they may have to try to get them on board to support this bill, of course, as well. And then I think we're second on the docket tonight. So after they read the ordinance and go through all the official announcements, and then we'll get to talk 3 minutes apiece and get that done. And then after that meeting, and I'm not at the end of the meeting, after all of the chicken information and the chicken portion of the council meeting is done, we're all going to be going out, and you can join us. We're all going to be going out and meeting together at Otter's Chicken Restaurant, and it's downtown. I can't even pronounce the name of the street, but it's downtown right off of Music Row in Nashville. And so, we're going to be joining there right after the council meeting. Big crowd there at Otter's Chicken. How appropriate. We're going to be talking chicken over chicken. So how about that? That'll be tonight at Otter's right after the meeting. So come on out and join us. And again, visit us on our website, chickenwhisperer.com. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. We're on Twitter at Backyard Poultry. So we've had a great show today. We really thank you very much for tuning in. This is our only show for the week. We will start back with our regular broadcasting on Monday, January the 9th. We'll start that whole week with all of our regular guests. We're starting Monday with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor, founder of First State Vet Supply. He'll be joining us Monday the 9th. So we wanted to broadcast live today. Hope you have a great rest of the week. Want to say Happy New Year to you, 2012. We're looking forward to a great year, our fourth year of broadcasting. In fact, when we come back, we'll be having our 600th episode and giving away a chicken coop, another chicken coop, in February to one lucky listener. So thank you very much for tuning in. We're going to wrap it up there, and you can follow all the progress here in Nashville on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. All righty, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you Monday, January 9th, for a regularly scheduled program show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Love y'all.